Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 23rd day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Bava Metzia, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Aleph. We deal here with the Shomrim, and our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, is going to deal with the Shomer Chinam. The Shomer Chinam doesn't get paid for guarding the property of his friend, and therefore his level of responsibility is much lower than someone who gets paid. So, if something happens to it, let's say the animal is stolen, the Shomer Chinam will be exempt from paying back. But he has to swear, he has to give an oath. He gives an oath, number one, that it wasn't negligent in his guarding, taking care of the animal. And number two, he has to swear that he didn't use it. If he started using it, then he's responsible, because he's only guarding it. He's not allowed to use it. He's not a shoil. Now, what happens if he doesn't want to give those oaths? He says, I don't want to swear. Well, he has that option, but then he has to pay. So the shvua is a way in which a Shomer Chinam gets out of paying. We're going to learn now what happens if afterwards the ganav is found. Now, this is going to make a difference as to whether he took the shvua, took the oath, or rather, opted to pay. Says the Mishnah, Hamafgid Eitzel Chaveiro, Behema or Kalim. Person, Reuven, gave to Shimon some animals or an animal or equipment to guard, to mind. V'nignavu oishavdu, and they were stolen or they were lost. Now really it says, or they're lost. It's often because Geneva comes together with Aveda. Often they're the two things that a Shema Socher is chayiv to pay. But here we're talking about a case where they were stolen because there's kefil involved. We're talking about getting kefil, double payment. So, says the Mishnah further. And what happens? Shilem. What happens when the Shema Chinam did not opt for the giving the Shvur Sashemrim? He could have sworn in court, I wasn't negligent, and I didn't use it, and he could have gone out of paying. But he said, no, I would rather not take the oath, I'll rather pay for the Bikotten. V'lo rotze l'shapa, and he didn't want to swear. Shari Omra, because the Chachamim said, Shema Chinam nishba b'yetzah. The Shema Chinam has the option of swearing, and then he can get out of payment if he wanted to. But he didn't. Didn't want to swear. Now, the Gemara adds that even if he didn't actually pay, but he made a commitment, he said in Beis Din, I will pay, I don't want to swear. When that happens, says the Mishnah, Nimtza HaGanav, if the Ganav is found, then the Ganav, of course, will pay kefil, Meshalem Teshlom Kefil. And if the Ganav went further and he did another criminal act, Tobach, he slaughtered the animal, or Machar, or he sold it, then Meshalem Teshlom Abrav Chamisha, he'll pay four times the value if it's a sheep, and four times the value if it's an ox, if it's a sheep, a Chamisha, and five times the value if it's an ox. Who does he pay it to? Lemi Meshalem. Now, normally, the Ganav will pay it to the owner. However, here, Lemi Shapi Kodan Atzlai, he'll pay to Shimon, to the guardian, to the Shomer. Why? Because since the Shomer went as far as paying for the object, for the Bikotten, or even made a commitment to pay, from that moment on, he's entitled to any payments that will come as a result of that Bikotten. It's almost like it's his now. He's paid for it. And therefore, he will get it. He will get the kefil. If there's kefil involved, he will get the four times and five times the value, if that's the case. But nishba v'loyrotz olashalim, if he swore, if Shimon took advantage of making the shvur sashemrim, which he can do, and he exempted himself from paying, as a Shomer Chinam can do, and then nimtza haganav, if the ganav is found, meshalem teshlom kefil, tovach o'mochar, if he slaughters or sold the animal, meshalem teshlom he pays four and five, l'mi meshalem, to who does he pay it, l'bala pikotten, that he pays to the owner of the object. Some learn in the Gemara that even if initially he swore and got out of payment, but then afterwards he changed his mind, he said, no, I'm going to pay for it, and the ganav was found, even then he is zoicha in teshlum kefil. He'll still get the kefil as well. Mishnah Beis. We're going to talk about a soicher and a shoyel. Now, a soicher is a person who gets paid who rents it but has the use of it. He has the use of it. He has the same responsibility as a shomer sofer, a guard, paid guardian, and he will be chayiv if it's stolen or if it's lost. When these are things which are in his control, but he's potter for things like an onus which are beyond his control. However, a shoyal, a person who borrows an object, borrows a pikkudon, he has the responsibility that is very, very high. He's even chayiv for accidents, for things that are beyond his control. He's chayiv to pay. Let's have a look at the Mishnah. Hasecher pora mechavere, person who rented a cow from his friend to do work with it, and he's paying for the use of it. V'hishila, and the renter, the socher, lent it on la'ache to someone else to use it. Maybe he didn't need it for some time, so he said he's got a friend who needs it, wants to borrow it, and he said, lends it to him. The Gemara explains that he did it with the permission of the owner of the cow. The owner of the cow said, for example, look, while you're renting it, if you want to lend it to your friends, that's fine, I don't mind. That is important, because if he didn't give that permission, then no matter what, a shomer who gives it to another shomer without permission of the owner is chayiv. Anyway, he gave it to someone with permission to a lender, to a borrower. Umeisa gadarka. And then it died in its normal way. It just died like that when it was in the care of the borrower. And the halacha is a borrower is chayiv to pay in such a case. And the renter is potter. So who gets the money for it? Who's going to pay for it? Who's going to get the shoyal's payment? Says the Mishnah, Yishova HaSoicher, the renter will have to swear to the owner of the cow, Shemesa Kedarka, that it died in the normal way, and he's potter from paying, because the Soicher, the one who rents it, is potter from Oinsim. He doesn't have to pay for anything, any accident. The way it died, it was something beyond the Soicher's control. It wasn't even in the hands of the Soicher. However, the HaShoyal, the one who borrowed it, who is chayiv for accidents, yeshal masocha, he will pay the value of the cow to the renter, to the socha. Why? Because when the moment that it died, it left, the animal died, it leaves the jurisdiction of the owners and it comes now into the jurisdiction of the socha, of the renter. However, it's a strange thing, and Rabbi Yossi is about to say this. Omar Rabbi Yossi protests, and he says, Ketzad halo oises chore beferosu shel chavera. How is it possible that a socher, a person who rented an animal from someone, is going to make a profit from an animal that's not his? So the owner loses it, and the renter gets a free cow, or payment for a cow? No, that's not right. Elo tarzer hapora labolim. He says the cow returns back to the owner. In other words, the shoyal, the borrower, has to pay the value of the cow and recompense the owner, not the socher. And what's the reason? The Rosh explains the reason of Rabbi Yossi is because it's as if the socher had lent the shoyal under almost as a shliach, almost as an agent of the owner of the cow. And therefore, really, it's the cow, it's the owner of the cow that has the case to settle with the borrower himself. And if the borrower is chayiv, because of which he is for accidents, he'll have to pay directly to the owner, not the socher.